Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chilly, chilly, chilly outside today. It's going to be colder even tonight and tomorrow, but then New Year's Eve is going to be, I think, perfect for New Year's Eve. Cold and clear, no fog, and with the fireworks and the fog and all that stuff, you know what a danger that can be. However, there is danger of a different sort of there was last year. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about when I first heard, and I was in Ruston when I first heard about the attack and came in immediately after that so I could go on the air, how things were different a year ago today as far as so many people were concerned as it related to the attack or relates to the attack that happened. And I would imagine when it comes to monitoring different sources, some things have changed as well. I don't want you to divulge any security plans, but would it suffice to say that perhaps people are more on top of any indication of something like this than they would have been before?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's it's so unfortunate that somebody can do something like that to all of us, to the city, and particularly those victims and their families. And you know, I know personally for me, it's been a terrible year. It's been the hardest year of my career of almost 30 years. And everything we have done this year, and everything we'll continue to do is to get through this week and to honor those victims and to make people safe and be able to, recognize that, we've got partnerships with state and federal authorities that, even in a time right now where there's a lot of controversy, these folks they live here as well. Many of them, the National Guardsmen are all from Louisiana, and there's going to be hundreds of them down here with vehicles at every intersection. I mean, you're going to see a presence that we've probably seen, during things like Super Bowl and maybe even more so. And all of those resources coming together, we'll be in the Emergency Operations Center 24/7 starting tomorrow morning before the parade and on through Friday morning after the game. And everything is geared towards making sure that everyone is aware of what the situation is, any information that comes in. If you see something, say something. And that would be something that I just ask the public. You're going to have upwards of 800 law enforcement officials and National Guardsmen down there. If you see something suspicious, you remember last year this guy had coolers with bombs in them.
Right.
You know, these are the types of things, you know, nothing should be ignored. And just flag down one of those officers or one of those guardsmen. They all have radios. We all have interoperability. We can all speak to each other, and we will get these things sorted out. But,
and I would think, yeah, unlike last year, okay, I know people were on the lookout for different things, but specifically this year, it would almost be impossible. And again, you don't want to tempt fate, but it would almost be impossible for somebody, given the awareness that's going to be out there, for somebody to pull the same kind of stunt.
I think it would be difficult, but, you know, that's the thing about this job is you always have to look at, you know, emerging threats and things that maybe are occurring in other countries. And I'm just saying this, there's no specific or credible information about any type of threat towards New Year's. About the closest thing we had was this individual, what, a week and a half ago, that was coming towards New Orleans with weapons as part of that big federal investigation. But I really believe that that was more targeted towards law enforcement and particularly immigration and customs officials than it was towards, you know, residents or tourists in New Orleans. But you have to take all of those things seriously. But I look at things going on in Europe and in the Middle East right now with drones. There's going to be a large, I'm really proud, the NOPD is kind of debuting on a larger scale their drone program, which you've seen occurring in Jefferson Parish. The state police have had a very well-established drone detection and drone program. They're going to be using theirs down here too. And those are the types of things, you know, my office was able to install drone detection a few years ago that we've been able to monitor, and we've been using that for special events like Jazz Fest and others. So that's another emerging threat that you see worldwide that hasn't made its way here, fortunately, but something that we're an example, I guess, of what we're on the lookout for.
What's it going to look like for people that are going down to the New Year's Eve celebration? How's it going to look different than it did last year?
I think it's going to be more difficult to get around, particularly in a vehicle. And so I would tell the public that, you know, plan ahead, you know, make your plans early. Try to utilize maybe other forms of transportation if possible. Don't be afraid to park away from the quarter and walk in, because I think that's going to be a recipe for success if you want to get where you're going with the least amount of, delays. And that includes everywhere from, you know, Decatur Street and Canal Street. During the game, Poydras Street is going to be essentially somewhat of a pedestrian mall as well. And then obviously the French Quarter, there will be that inner French Quarter closure that's one block above and below Bourbon, including Bourbon Street from Canal Street to Dumaine. And so, you know, with very limited exceptions, people will be getting in there, you know, and even if they do, say for a delivery vehicle, you know, or someone getting to a hotel parking garage, a resident, I would expect significant delays just because of the amount of traffic that will be down there. We have been informed that the game is a sellout, obviously two huge SEC teams that travel well and are relatively close. Hotel occupancy is over 90% for the entire through the weekend. So it's going to be very busy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Colin Arnold, our friend, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. Little did any of us think anything like that could happen at this time last year. But it seems that everybody's got their I hate to say ducks in a row, because that, first of all, is cliche, and secondly, kind of minimizes all of this, but it seems as though the necessary preparations are definitely being made. 721 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Tuesday morning, December 30th, talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. Colin, I find it interesting that you said it's been the worst year of your career in terms of the way the year started, and then, I guess, having to manage Super Bowl and Mardi Gras, et cetera. After we get past New Year's, the focus moves to Mardi Gras, I presume?
Yeah, it's already begun. And when I say that, I mean, it started with a pall over the year that I think has been heavy for a lot of us. And we understand the gravity, excuse me, and the significance of these next couple of days through the end of this week, you know, and we want to make sure we do it right.
We
need to do right by these people.
I'm sorry. Yeah, somebody texted about the National Guard not carrying live rounds, and I don't know if they do or they don't, and I don't know if you want to talk about that or not, but to me, that is insignificant in that it's about a presence, it's about eyes and ears and knowing what to look for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really discuss that, but I wouldn't fool with them.
Okay. All right, let's leave it at that. That's fine. I wouldn't, but I mean, it is also about awareness, right? And having more eyes and ears and watching what's going on.
People have been asking, and you know, a lot of media about, you know, how many more barricades and how many more things are you putting up? And look, there's going to be a lot of heavy vehicles and equipment out there and things like that. The barricades are not the most the thing that gives me the most comfort. It's the presence. It's the eyes. We're going to have 800 sets of trained eyes out there watching, and that can do something about it. You know, and I think that is the most important deterrent that we have, and that's in terrorist attacks, in man-made disasters, and in weather disasters. Our most valuable asset is people.
What,
and it always will be. And it's always the thing that's in the shortest supply, it seems.
And along those lines, I would imagine cameras are going to be used and be of great help as well?
Yeah, we discussed that yesterday. We briefed the mayor, and the Real-Time Crime Center has really, since 2017, has really come into its own. And they're going to have a, you know, law enforcement representation up there from local, state, and federal level, and they're going to be monitoring. I mean, the French Quarter is one of the most, camera'd areas of the city for obvious reasons. And so there's not a lot that can get by them there.
So your words to people, your thoughts to people that are thinking about going down for the celebration, but maybe thinking about last year, my feeling is there would be no safer place to be this year than the French Quarter, given what happened last year. Would that
I'd agree. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's going to look totally different. I think you'll have to have some patience with probably getting down there and just some of the things that are going to have to be done to prevent vehicles from coming near. It's such a unique neighborhood, just as far as, you know, residents and visitors want it to be a pedestrian mall, but they also want vehicles there. And as long as you have those two kind of competing modes, you're going to have the potential for a risk there. And we can't eliminate all risk, but certainly this year, it's going to be very safe. It's going to be very secure. And I think people are going to be, both, it will be a bit somber in certain ways, but I think also I hope that there's a renewal there. And I know that's certainly what everyone in our government circle is talking about, is moving ahead and treating these victims with the and their families with dignity and respect in this new year.
I get a text that pops up about it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Ice chest. If somebody wants to bring an ice chest down to the French Quarter, can they even do that? And I don't know. Can they?
I would highly advise against bringing something like an ice chest down to the French Quarter, just generally. But we will have a lot of law enforcement resources, including canines, down there.
And what about backpacks?
No issues with backpacks.
Okay. But there will be a large presence, so everybody should just feel safe and enjoy themselves. Bottom line, that's the end message?
Bottom line. And I hope everyone does have a happy new year.
Thank you, Colin. You too. I know you're stressed. Hang in there, all right?
Thanks.
You bet. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. I personally think that there is no safer place to be. And last year, after it all happened, I went to the Sugar Bowl with Notre Dame playing Georgia, I think it was, yeah. And I just know that with the presence that they had, I never felt safer and walked around the French Quarter after as well. And I don't think there was any safer place in the world to be than there. And I think it's good. Look, any idiot can do anything at any time with a gun, right? I mean, that's just the society we live in. But generally speaking, as far as some kind of planned terror attack, I think everything's going to be all right. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Debbie Bresler about the fireworks show that's coming up right now. We pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Big old fireworks show coming up tomorrow night. You know that, don't you? Debbie Bresler joins us right now at the Crescent City Countdown Club to talk about it. How you doing, Debbie Bresler? Happy New Year.
Same to you. How are you, Tommy?
Well, it's amazing how we talk year after year and neither of us age.
That's the amazing part.
How can that happen?
Right.
What is it?
It's just magic. It's just that New Orleans magic.
You know what it is? It's the New Orleans magic and the New Orleans fireworks magic that does it. I think all of that, boo, 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 I think that knocks years off of you.
It does. It absolutely does. I mean, I think it's been like 31 years, 32 years, I think. So, which is wonderful. And of course, the Crescent City Countdown Club is so grateful. WWL Magic, y'all are the ones that have made it such an international event and grown this and brought tourists from all over the world to us. And it's great. We are a city with a heart and a soul, and we love having people here.
Tell me about the event, Debbie. What's going on? And I guess what time does it all start tomorrow in the afternoon? Because you know what? We just talked to Colin Arnold, and I don't think there would be or could be a safer place to be than the French Quarter tomorrow evening.
I absolutely believe that, and I agree with you. And I think it's a special night. We're going into a new year, and it's just, and the city's already just teeming, even over the weekend. It's been unbelievable. And we're so grateful to you guys, as well as to the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, New Orleans and Company, the Allstate Sugar Bowl, Berger and Tiller Families, the French Quarter Festival, and Pyromania, the new fireworks company we've been using. It's to bring us all of these fireworks, and 15 other sponsors are there. And it's every year, as you know, Tommy, we start over trying to get the money as a nonprofit so that we can bring this to the city. And each year it gets better and better. We've got exciting ways, like you said, to come down. The fireworks are, of course, free and at midnight. However, you can come down at 2 p.m. and see the New Year's parade with Allstate Sugar Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting. It's a real New Orleans style parade. Mm-hmm. We're going to also, at the stroke of midnight, we'll have the fireworks, of course, then. But leading up to that, there's even more. Finish the parade, go over to the river, to Woldenburg Park, and you'll be able to see from 9 to 12, you'll see Dumps Defunct, Sweet Crude, DJ Captain Charles, leading up to the fleur-de-lis and the fireworks. And it's fight songs from the, you know, Georgia Bulldogs, and the Ole Miss Rebels is going to be in there, and also the team colors. So there's just so many exciting things to do.
That's a little bit different this year in terms of, or is it just this year in terms of the concert? Because the concert used to be having emceed it a couple of years with Monica Pierre by
right.
Jackson Square, but they moved the music down toward Woldenburg Park now, away from the fleur-de-lis?
On the river, yes. And we're all different parts of it. New Orleans and Company, you know, is the one that we work with and coordinate with. French Quarter Festivals is helping to produce, is producing the concerts. It just gives us more to do and spreads it out a little bit more. And of course, being on the river, you're right there where the fireworks are going to be. So it's gorgeous. It's really beautiful. And, you know, all of those things are free. However, people that want to do a special New Year's Eve event, like at the Missy, which is the upscaled, very upscaled, all-inclusive celebration there in the Jackson Brewery, it's going to be phenomenal. You can book a seat on the Riverboat City of New Orleans at the New Year's Eve Gala, or get a front row seat at the Paddle Wheeler Creole Queen for New Year's, or go up to Vieux Orleans where you're 400 feet in the air in the observation deck. There's so many creative ways that you can be down in New Orleans visiting, of course, our restaurants and bars and museums and shops in the downtown area. We're very, very lucky to have such wonderful things to offer, and people are already filling the streets. I mean, we're just excited. It's going to be a very wonderful, colorful, and safe new year. It's going to be fabulous.
Is there one collective catch-all website where people can go and plan their trip and find out all about this?
Absolutely. You can go to CrescentCityCountdown.com, or you can go to WWL.com. You can also get the link to the fireworks music there. And so just please, and their phone number if you need to call, anything we can do to help make it more fun for you, just come on and enjoy having New Year's Eve New Orleans style.
You know, I never asked you this. Do you have a favorite firework or not?
You know, every year I learn different ones. I think at the 4th of July we had the peacock tail, but I love the one they're starting with now, which is going to be like the little cascades. It's called the willow, the weeping willows.
I was going to say that those are my favorites,
yes.
The weeping willows.
They're beautiful. Plus the fact, you know, we use the 10-inch shells, which are going to go 1,000 feet in the sky and 1,000 feet across the river. It's just spectacular. It really is. And, of course, the fireworks, the colors of the Sugar Bowl teams will also be part of that, not only the music, but the color in the sky.
When you say 1,000 feet across the river, you're not going to be launching an attack in a bell chase or anything, are you?
No,
just checking, just making sure.
Just over the river, all safe.
Thank you,
good.
Debbie. I know, it's going to be beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a happy new year, okay?
Same to you. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Bruce Jenelson about what's going on in the Middle East here on WWL. All right, 7:49, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thankfully, going to Bruce Jenelson, very patiently waiting for us, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process. Talk about President Trump meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu about Gaza and Israel. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Gaza, Israel, Iran's in the talks as well here or not?
Yeah, apparently Iran, President Trump said that he would support Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel, making another attack on Iran. Of course, President Trump had also said that we had obliterated the nuclear program, so it's not clear why another attack would be necessary, but most people had disagreed with that. So they talked about that. I think they, you know, once again, very importantly, they celebrated the release of the remaining Israeli hostages, all home with their families. And I think maybe one of the sets of remains has not been sent back yet or found. But fundamentally, what they're really doing is helping each other's politics, right? Netanyahu faces an election next year. President Trump is saying that Netanyahu should be pardoned. And for 40 straight weeks before October 7th, Israelis were in the streets every weekend demonstrating against Netanyahu and demanding that he be prosecuted. And for Trump, you know, right now the MAGA movement, the Republican Party, is facing huge problems of anti-Semitism within its ranks. And having a session with Netanyahu might, for some Jewish Americans, make them kind of look away and not pay attention to that.
What is the situation in Gaza right now as far as from its worst stages to today?
So it's gotten better. One of the benefits for the people, the Palestinians in Gaza, was not as much as was promised, but a lot of more humanitarian relief is going in. Tell me, I have a colleague at Duke, a doctor, David Hassan, who set up a Gaza children's village. And they're servicing over 18,000 orphans right now and providing medical care and some education. And he has been able to do more since October 7th, since he was before. And so that's one indication of the benefits of the people in the Palestinians in Gaza. At the same time, Hamas has not been disarmed, and the Israelis have not decreased their attacks. There have been more killings, by Israelis of Palestinians, more people still suffering. And so, you know, some things have gotten better, but not as much as was promised back in October when this was said to be, you know, the greatest peace in the Middle East ever.
Explain, if you will, Bruce, the difference between, and I think President Trump at one point, and my memory doesn't have it in front of me, I don't have it in front of me right now, my memory fails me exactly, but I think there was a point where President Trump or Marco Rubio, somebody acknowledged that the people of that region were not the ones that perpetrated the attacks and were being unfairly punished, right? Didn't they at one point acknowledge that?
I'm not sure. There's no question that Hamas did the October 7th attacks. But the other thing that's happening is the people in the West Bank, which is another part that was supposed to be part of the
Let me rephrase it for a second, and that's just to clean it up, as the people that were suffering were not necessarily part and party to the attacks.
That's correct. I mean, you know, Hamas, you know, really knew that Israel would attack, you know, systematically after October 7th, and Israel did need to respond militarily. It didn't need to do everything it's done for the next 2 years. And the Palestinian people have suffered both at the hands of Hamas and the hands of Israelis. And so you have, you know, a huge death toll, 80,000 maybe by some estimates, people who, you know, have no homes, kids like the 18,000 my colleague Dr. Hassan is trying to help out, you know, who are orphans now, who are wounded. And so they really have paid a price. And I have to tell you that before the war, you know, a credible pollster in Palestine found that over 60% of the Palestinians in Gaza were anti-Hamas, right? They don't like Israel either, but they also were anti-Hamas even before what Hamas, you know, brought upon them.
Has the social structure just completely collapsed in Gaza?
You know, it has, but you know, you have to feel amazing, you know, respect for the courage and the belief that these people have. They say they want to go back to their homes, right? President Trump and others have talked, let's just, you know, move them all to other countries. Even with their homes in rubble, those are their homes, those are where, you know, their ancestors are buried. And if they could be given the opportunity, you know, and the funding, including not just from us, but from the World Bank and from countries like Saudi Arabia that have lots and lots of money, you know, they would be prepared to try to rebuild their country for themselves and for their children. So that kind of courage and belief in themselves and who they are, you know, you really got to respect that.
If you could look into your crystal ball, and I was talking to you on this date in 2026, where would the situation be?
I fear it's going to be, I fear it's going to be worse. Because I think that, you know, President Trump is claiming credit for this, but there's so many elements to that peace plan that were really good, are really good elements. But there's not the roll up the sleeves trying to make them work either by the Trump administration or by other countries in the region. And so the suffering continues. And as it continues, it just gets worse.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your time. I hope you have a happy new year.
Same to you.
We'll talk to you again. Bruce Jennelson, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department on a Middle East peace process. Again, I think it's important to remember that not everybody in Gaza was part of the attack or was in favor of the attack. And certainly Israel did need to respond, but there's a lot of suffering going on there. There's a lot of suffering going on in the Sudan. And I think we need to just realize sometimes how lucky we are, not to mention Ukraine and other areas of the world. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.